A stink time is what unvaccinated holidaymakers can expect if they head to Northland this summer. That's according to Minister and Taitokoro MP Calvin Davis. Iwi of the North say the unvaccinated are not welcome, and along with the region's DHBs, they're begging the government to ban people who aren't jabbed from heading north when the border opens. The region's only 77% fully vaccinated, with Māori only 64% double dosed. From December 15, fully vaccinated people and anyone who's returned a negative COVID test within 72 hours of travel can head wherever they like. But despite iwi concerns, Calvin Davis is standing by the government's decision.
Well, unvaccinated visitors, if they head north, they'll have a pretty stink time of it, because they won't be allowed into any businesses, cafes, motor camps, restaurants, bars. So my advice to them is to stay home, but vaccinated people most certainly are welcome.
Because iwi leaders up that way say unvaccinated visitors are not welcome at all. So why doesn't the government just say you're not wanted up there, only vaccinated people?
Well, we have said that, and that's why the police will be holding checkpoints to pull people over. And if they're not vaccinated and they're from Auckland, they risk getting a $1,000 fine.
They can go if they've had a COVID test within 72 hours of travel. So unvaccinated people are, under the rules, allowed to go and holiday in Northland. So are you happy with that position from the government? Because the iwi leaders are not.
Well, if they've had a test and they don't have COVID, well, then we don't see any reason why they shouldn't go north. But, of course, everyone has to take precautions if they're still wearing their masks and taking other precautions. We're hopeful that they can visit their family and relations and not take COVID with them. But the message is get vaccinated. People have had long enough. Everyone knows there's a global pandemic. Everyone knows the right thing to do is get vaccinated. So we just say get vaccinated.
So do you agree with the government's position then? 72 hours test is enough. Do you agree with that?
I agree with the position. We want people to be vaccinated, but if they are clear of COVID, then they can go. But, obviously we want them to get vaccinated as well.
Yeah, that's not foolproof, though, is it? 72 hours in advance a test. And iwi leaders do not want unvaccinated visitors. So do what they think not matter?
Well, I've been meeting with iwi leaders for months now. We have meetings basically every week by Zoom. Also, iwi leaders not associated with the iwi leaders forum with Tamaki Makaurau. Iwi leaders, they've had unprecedented access to ministers, to CEs, to officials. We've tried to work through all their issues with them. But at the end of the day, Auckland has been in lockdown for 3 months. What we've done with the traffic light system has made it so that people who are vaccinated have a number of freedoms, and those who are unvaccinated will have limited opportunities. And if they go north unvaccinated and they haven't had a test, they'll most likely be stopped and turned around and face a $1,000 fine.
Yeah, but the government set a benchmark, right? 90% double vaccination rate was what you set as the benchmark. And you're breaking your own rules now, because the vaccination rates in Northland, 77% are fully vaccinated, and if you look at Māori, it's just 64%. So why are you going back on your own target?
Because we actually have to learn to live with this as well. We just can't be locked down and put boundaries around everybody and think that...
They just want a bit more time, though, Minister. So will you give them some more time?
Well, we don't know how much time they're asking, and we just can't stay locked down for another or separated from the rest of the country for another 6, 9, 12 months. We don't know how long it will take these people who are resisting vaccinations and just downright saying no. We'll probably never get them over the line. So the rest of the country also has to be able to operate. And we've heard the stories about people whose mental health isn't the flashiest because of the lockdowns. Businesses are going under. So there's a whole number of things that we've considered. And we have to try and get a balance somewhere.
So currently Whangarei Hospital is at 98% capacity. They think that they could get around 50,000 visitors. Are you not worried about this at all? Because they are.
Yeah, of course I'm worried. I mean, I've got elderly parents up in the north there too. They're both double vaccinated. So, of course, you know, it's personal.
But not enough to change your mind on allowing unvaccinated visitors into Taitokoro.
Well, what we've done is try to strike a balance where we have some protections. In fact, the red level is more stringent than level two under the old level two. But of course, we're all worried. I'm worried about my appearance. I'm worried about my extended whānau. And even vaccinated people can get it. But what we have to do is try to strike a balance and make sure that we have protected as many people as possible. There hasn't been a lack of opportunity for people to get vaccinated, but some people are just digging in their toes and they're the hardest ones to turn. In fact, you know, what they're doing is...
So is it the region's fault? Is it the region's fault because people haven't got off their backsides?
It's the fault of the people who haven't got off their backsides. For not getting off their backsides. They've got to get out.
But then does everybody else have to pay for that, which is the argument that these leaders are putting forward? They would like to protect the whole area. And yes, some people may not have gone and got their vaccination, but should the whole area suffer because of that?
Well, like Hone Hadawe actually said, that there are two worlds here colliding, and one world is very scared and the other world is very angry. We've also got to be mindful. In fact, I had representations from 130-odd businesses with representing 3,600 workers, the majority of whom are Māori, and they risk losing, shutting down and losing their livelihood. That's why I say the government is working to strike a balance between all the needs of the area.
So what's going to happen with the border? The open letter that was sent to the government said there was an agreement with the Taitokoro Border Control and Police that there were going to be checks south of Whangarei. How hard is that border going to be? What can people expect if they are heading north?
Well, what's great to see is that iwi have been working alongside police and they have been working to set up the checkpoint. I don't have the details of what that looks like. I haven't been involved in those conversations, but there will be south of Whangarei people being pulled over. There is a high chance that they'll be pulled over if they're not vaccinated and they're from Auckland, then they risk a $1,000 fine.